Okay, we continue now with the Mishnah and the Afchav Beis Amid Beis. The previous Mishnah that we had studied on Amid Aleph, so we had seen that there were three areas in which Rabbi Gamliel paskined like Beis Shammai. And those were three areas where Beis Shammai was more machmir, and so therefore Rabbi Gamliel as well was more machmir against Beis Hillel. Over here it says, Afu amar shlosha devarim lahakil. So Rav Gamliel, Afu is referring to Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel was also, or even when it came to three specific matters, he was makil against the Chachamim. These were the three areas where Rav Gamliel was makil. Number one, Mechabdin Beis Hamitos. He said that on Yom Tov, it's mutter to go ahead and to sweep the room in which there were mitos, literally beds, but what it really means is it's referring to a place where they would eat, says Rashi, based on a mesiba she'ochlin sham. This is a place where they used to eat. She'imesubin v'ochlin agam yamitos. It was customary for them to recline and eat on these beds, on these sofas, these couches. And obviously, from time to time, things would fall on the floor. And so therefore, when Leo Paskin, that it's mutter to go ahead and to sweep this area. The Chachamim, again, we see from here, were machmir. What was the reason why they were strict in this area? So the reason why they were strict, they were probably the primary concern, as we're going to see in the Gemara, is that they were concerned that you'd be essentially violating, potentially, a malach of bone over here, because if you're dealing with a dirt floor, and you're going to go ahead and sweep that floor, so you're going to be filling in holes, you're going to be leveling out the ground, and this is potentially an area of great concern. Leo was makil because the area was a relatively small area, and this was an area that was constantly swept anyhow, and so therefore the likelihood is that there would not be any actual violation of bona, and since the circumstances were rather unique, Leo was also not concerned that people would apply this to other places in the house where perhaps there would be a concern about sweeping. Of course, none of this has anything to do with sweeping today on a hard floor. There's still what to discuss in terms of the proper way to clean on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but we're talking over here about somewhat of a unique situation in terms of the circumstances. The second area, which is mentioned by the Mishnah, is manichin as a mugmar b'yom tov. They would go ahead and they would place mugmar, which was a type of incense that would be placed on coals, and this would, of course, generate a smell, which would freshen the air, and this was something that that was commonly done. It says Rashi Levona Gabi Gecholim, placing these senses on the coals. So this is something that Rav Gamliel allowed, and we're going to see again in the Gemara as to what the two opinions over here is, why Rav Gamliel was Mekel and why the Chachamim are Machmir. And finally, the Osin Gedima Kulas Belele Psachim. He also said it's permissible to go ahead and to make a Gedima Kulas, which means taking a goat and basically placing it on a rod, which would then be used to roast the goat, but it would be placed, as Rashi says, Karov Bnei Meyov Tuluyin Chutzalo Betzido Kishit Solo. This was a special way that they'd prepare the food, where they would have the innards of the animal that would be outside, and they would put it all on this spade, and they would do this as a zechel mikdash. Shekasabo, it says regarding the carbon pesach, al kirovi al kirbo, makulas lashon gibor mezuyon sheklim zaino tluyin lo betzido. The lashon makulas has reference to a warrior who often goes ahead and also places his weapon on his side. So this is something that the Rav Gamliel allowed. The Chachamim Ostrin says Rashi the Chachamim prohibited all three, b'shloshdan. And when it comes to the first one of sweeping the floor, b'chavad mishum ashvuy gumos, the concern over there was against leavening the field and therefore filling in holes. Mugmar mishum dalav called tzorach kol nefeshu. Mugmar is something which is not considered to be a davar hashavel kol nefesh. Most people don't really need this sort of smell freshening of the air, if you will. And so therefore, It involves a melacha which is not considered to be mutter mishum achon nefesh, because it's not a davar hashav achon nefesh. Ma'ay tamar sin lebiksuv perk rishon asher yachel achon nefesh davar hashav achon nefesh. When is it permissible to do something which falls into this general category of achon nefesh? This is of something which most people find to be, you know, something which is satisfying, pleasing, of need to them. V'zeinu ela limufunakim ol mishereicha ra. However, when it comes to going ahead and being doing mugmar and yomtiv, so this is something which would only really be appealing to somebody who is a mufunak, somebody who's particularly sensitive to these things, or maybe somebody who has a very bad smell, either himself or in the house. And so this is a unique situation. The concern in the third case of Gdima Kulas, because it's very similar to the case of Kachim, the Yomar people come to say, people will say, oh, you see from here that it's permissible to go ahead and be maktish an animal and eat kachim chutz. And therefore, they did not want anything which would resemble an actual carbon Pesach. We know we have remnants of this today that we don't even allow anything. We don't want anything roasted at the Seder. All again, for this same reason. So that is, says the Gemara, Amar Ravasi, machlokes legamer, aval ariach tevayakom muter. Ravasi says the machlokes over here between Megamli and the Chachamim regarding Mugmar, so that's only if you're going to legamer. What does legamer mean? Says Rashi, kishasu chachamim lo asu el kshemnicho kedei legamer bo kelim. When the chachamim prohibit this, they're only prohibiting in a case where you're doing it for the purpose of making clothing smell nicely. Shenosten hamachtim alavon v'agecholim tachas begadim lehachnis behen reyach. They would basically smoke clothing. They would put clothing and hang them or suspend them above a tray, a pan that had these coals, and then they would place the levon on top of it, and it would make the clothing smell nicely. The lavlanas gufu elachshir kelim. This is of something which is no direct benefit to one's body. It's merely to make the clothes smell nicely. Avaminiach levon agabek cholim lariach reyach mutter. However, explains Rashi that Ravasi says that everybody would agree that if you want to go ahead and place Lavona on top of the Kecholim to make, just generate a nice smell to fill the room, let's say, that's for sure mutter. Shanaz gufu v'lechol nefesh dami. V'lechol nefesh dami. Because this is something with shanaz guf, and it's just like ochol nefesh. What's the difference if you eat something, or if you just feel good because you generate a nice smell? This is all something which is considered part of ochol nefesh. V'ashto l'mayi d'kama ravasi l'havi tami d'rabbanu mishum davar shav l'chol nefesh k'de b'ris liyel. Now, Rashi points out that according to the way we're explaining it now, you see that the concern, according to the Rabbanan or Machmir, is that it's not a davar shavu chol nefesh, nothing to do. I'm sorry, that's not the concern because it's not davar shavu chol nefesh, but rather because it's coming to just fix clothing. And in the end, the Gemara is going to retreat from this and back away because of a question that we're going to ask. So Rashi's pointing out that the explanation that he offered in the Mishnah ultimately is going to stick temporarily at this point anyway. The Gemara is considering the possibility of another way to understand that, and that's Ravasi over here. So now the Gemara continues with the Kasha Meisve. The Gemara attempts to refute the explanation of Ravasi with the following Braisa. It says, "In mechabdin beis amitos biyamtiv," that you're not permitted to go ahead and can sweep these areas in which they were reclining, beds, areas where people would eat. B'shel beis Rabban Gamliel mechabdin. But as we already seen in the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel was mekel. Amar Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok, pa'omim harbe nechnasti achar abba lebeis Rabban Gamliel. So Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok says, you know, there were many times where I would enter following father to Rabban Gamliel, v'lohoyu mechabdin beis hamitos miyamtif. And they would not be mechabi beis hamitos v'yamtiv, el mechabi no sami erev yamtiv. Rather, what they would do is they would do it erev yamtiv, meaning they would clean the floor in erev yamtiv, uparsin alein sadinim, and they would then go ahead and lay these sheets, maybe we'd say today like tablecloths, out on the floor, lemachar, and the next day kishar archem nechnasim, when guests would then come and they would want to be able to welcome them properly, mesalkin sadinim. So then they would remove these covers off the floor, and it would come out that the house would be clean on its own, meaning it didn't require any special sweeping on Yom Tov itself, because they would cover the floor beforehand. So they would basically eliminate the need to actually go ahead and sweep. So this is somewhat problematic. Rabbi Eliezer ben Reb Tzadok is basically saying that I myself witnessed that in Beis Rav Gamliel, they wouldn't do that which is being suggested here in the Mishnah. So Amr Lo, the Chachamim say to Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok, can't be. What you're saying can't be. Gesim Kain, if so, Af B'Shabbos Mutter Lasos Kain. It would even be mutter to do this on Shabbos. Meaning, no one would have any objection whatsoever to what you're describing over here. So the fact of the matter is, I don't know if they're saying that this never happened. It could be that it did happen, but the Gemara is saying the Chachamim disagree with Eliezer ben Tzadok's suggestion. He seems to be implying that in fact Rabbi Gamliel was never as makel as we imagine, that he actually says you could sweep the floor in Yom Tov. So for that, the Gemara says no. We insist, you know, otherwise, that in fact there was Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Because if we're not, then there would be no basis for machlokas whatsoever, because no one would object to that which is being described over here. So it could be that sometimes, for whatever reason, they did that, but there were other times Rabbi Gamliel clearly permitted one to go ahead and to sweep the floor. Okay. Now the Gemara continues with another sort of similar account. It said, V'in manichin es ha-mugmer b'yamtif, that you cannot go ahead and place, once again, the mugmer, these spices, the incense, on the coals. V'shel Beis Rav Gamliel, manichin, and Beis Rav Gamliel, they would allow it. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok, once again, Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok says, pa'amim harbe, many times, nechnasi ha-cha'ar le-Beis Rav Gamliel, followed my father into the home of Rav Gamliel, v'lohi manichin es ha-mugmer b'yamtif. They would not, in fact, go ahead and be meniach as a mugmer, namely take the incense and place it directly on the coals. Elo rather mevi'in ardukus ka'os shel barzel. They would actually go ahead and take censers of metal, umashnin also me'erv yamtif. They would go ahead and they would prepare the smoke on erv yamtif. Upokikin the konveyim erv yamtif. And they would go ahead and they would seal up the holes. It says Rashi, Lishmar ha'ashen v'areach shelo yatsa. This would preserve, this would force the smoke and the smell to be contained inside of this keli. And then l'machar, the next day, k'sha'archem l'chnasim, when the guests would come, poschen esek nebeya, and they would open the holes, v'nimtza habayis misgamer me'elav. And it came out that what? The house would just naturally sort of smell nicely, but it didn't involve any anything which would even questionably potentially be a question of malacha, certainly not. So Amalosa, once again, they said to him, "Im Kain, if this is so, after Shabbos Motel Lasos Kain, then there should be no controversy with this whatsoever. There should be no machlokes, and even on Shabbos it should be Motel to do this. Forget Yom Tov when question of how far we extend the Heter of Hochel Nefesh. If you're really just talking about going ahead and essentially opening a hole, so there should be no objection whatsoever. So the common modern-day analogy to this is the Shabbos light, right? So what's a Shabbos lamp? Somebody came up with a schap. The lamp is on the whole time, and what do you do on Shabbos? You just open this little window, and the light spills out. So it looks like you're turning on a light. You're not turning on a light. On Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. See, here as well. Everything was prepared beforehand. All you're doing is opening the little holes, so the smoke comes out. After Shabbos, Mutter Lasos Kain. Says Rashi, Im Kain, Lo Hayu Chaverim Chalukan Alav. Then Rabbi Gamliel's Chaverim would never have argued with him. The after Shabbos Mutter Lasos Kain. Elevadai B'Yamtif Hayu Menichin L'Fichach Nechlegu Alav. Rather, this was actually done on Yom Tov in the manner which we described previously, namely that the Levona, the incense, was placed on the coals on Yom Tov. Mikomakom. But again, all of this was introduced because we wanted to ask Akashon Ravasi. Mikomakom says Rashi, nevertheless, Gamina Minoa, the Lav Legamer Hava, El Hariach Ulechavod Ha'orchin. You see from here very clearly that the objective over here was not to make the clothing smell nice. Rather, they just wanted to go ahead and freshen the room with a good smell. And the Rabbanan say that it's us to do this, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok, Afilu Ram Gamliel lo hiter. And according to Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok, who says that I used to go into Rabbi Gamliel's house, and this is what they would do, just they would uncover the holes that were closed previously. So he was saying, even Gamliel would say it's Aser. Atamis and you, Ravasi, say the Virakol Mutter. Right? What was it the Ravasi said? Going back to the first line of the Gemara, Ravasi Machlokas Lagamer, Machlokas between Gamliel and the Chachamim is only regarding making the clothing smell nice. Avala Hariach, if it's a matter of what, just generating, producing the smell, the Virakol Mutter. But you see clearly from this Brisa that that's not so. The Machlokas over here had nothing to do with Lagamer to go ahead and to make the clothing smell nice, but rather it was just a question of producing the smell altogether. So says the Gemara. I'm sorry. Eli Yitmar Hoch Yitmar. Rather, if you're going to say what Ravasi said, you should say it like this. Amar Ravasi, Machlokas Lahariach. Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim is Lahariach to generate the smell. Aval Gamer, Oser. But if it's to go ahead and do it for the clothing, everybody would say that that is Oser. That's what Rashi says, Machlokas Lahariach. It's only there that Rabbi Gamliel would say that it's mutter. Again, according to Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok, right? The reason why the Rabbanan asr it is not because you're doing something for clothing, but rather, as Rashi explained previously on the Mishnah, because they say you require something which is called a davar Hashava l'chol nefesh, something which is considered to be, you know, appealing, something which would be considered favorable, pleasing to most people, as opposed to something which would really only be of interest or appeal to somebody who is a mufunak, somebody who's an istinus.
That doesn't seem to really fit with the present explanation, because he's opening it up to give the beautiful air to all his guests coming in. So it's not like he's doing it because he's some istinus.
Yeah, but the question is the question is the most people care about it. That's the question. In other words, good, you're doing it to benefit everybody. But if most people don't do this, if it's not really the kind of thing that most people normally do, so that's called something which is not davar hashava chol nefesh, in which case it'll be yasser for anybody to do it. Right? Years ago there was a big debate. I don't think anybody debates this anymore about smoking on Yom Tov. You know, there was a time where people would smoke on Yom Tov. I don't think it's accepted today really anywhere. Really smoking anywhere, anytime is a problem. And that's the reason why it became a problem on Yom Tov, but for a different reason. To smoke anytime, anywhere, so we now know, is something which is really harmful, something which is certainly not healthy, something which could be very toxic to the body, good. So it's also to do it during the week. But on Yom Tov, in addition to that prohibition, there would be an additional prohibition of mavir, mechaber, whatever melachos are involved in smoking. And you can't say that this is something which is permissive shum ochel nefesh, because the qualification is it has to be davar shav ochel nefesh. There was a time where I guess smoking was so common and it was considered to be either maybe even healthy or either harmless, and so therefore some held, I don't think everybody agreed, but some held that yeah, this is called davar shav ochel nefesh, this is something which enough people would want. Today there's a similar shaila about showering, you know, about turning on hot water, let's say, for the purpose of washing one's body. Is this considered to be a davar shavachal nefesh? Is this the kind of thing that most people appreciate, most people want, most people enjoy? That's what we mean when we say davar shavachal nefesh, not something which anybody who happens to be in the room at that particular time may, you know, say, oh, that's a nice smell, but that doesn't mean it's really something which is of any interest to them, that they would actually pursue on their own. Okay, Ibailu, the Gemara now asks the following question. Maula Ashen, is it permissible to go ahead? Sounds like it's permissible to smoke, but that's not really what the Gemara is asking. Rashi says, Maula Ashen, peiros, ba'ashen, besamim, liklo, tama, bosam. They used to go ahead, and maybe people still do this, they smoke fruit. I mean, today you hear about smoking meat, but it sounds like a very similar process. They would smoke fruit by putting certain spices again on the coals, and it would generate smoke, which would then go ahead and be absorbed into the fruit, and it would alter the taste of the fruit. So you're allowed to do this. Rav Yirmi bar Abba Omar Rav Osir. So one sheet is Osir, says Rashi. Titifno kiseiruhu. this is something which is considered to be, again, an unusual sort of pada. This is not the kind of thing that most people care about. Most people, fruit's a fruit. It comes going out of the way that they should have a special flavored fruit. It comes flavored. That's what fruit is. Vein shavel chol nefesh el istanis. It's only an istanis. Somebody wants his fruit to be a specific way. He has to have the hazelnut flavor fruit that he's going to want this. Ubahai isho nikov malacha. When it comes to doing this process of being ma'ashin, this is something that really involves a true of malachik. The mafarish revuna tami derav mepnei shemachabeg acholim kishenosin avkas abasam malayan. That when you go and you place the powdery spices on top of the coals, so it temporarily extinguishes the coals. Actually, what happens afterwards, it burns even stronger. But initially, when you place the spices on top of it, so the coals get dimmer. It puts out the fire a little bit. So that's something which is that's a real isra over here. So Amar Rav Nachman. I'm sorry. So that's the sheet of Rav. Shmuel Amar Mutter. Shmuel says that this is Mutter. Says Rashi. Ochel nefesh hu. This is something which is considered ochel nefesh. V'roy aflaniim. The truth of the matter is, even people who are not particularly wealthy and people who are not picky about how they have their food because they don't have a lot, this would be roy for them. Elisha ena motzi lehem. It's just not easy for them to access this. It involves probably certain materials and certain certain utensils that they don't have access to. They don't have. They can't afford. And therefore, they don't do this. But it doesn't mean that it's something that they wouldn't want, that they wouldn't appreciate. Rashi says, like the case, the Gemara Ksuba says, if a person happens to catch a tzvi, he can go ahead and kishecht it on yomtiv. So the question is, that a davar shavu chol nefesh? How many people actually go ahead and eat deer meat? It's very unusual. So I think it's unusual because it was considered to be rare. It's hard to catch. It's a delicacy. But that doesn't mean it's not a davar shavu chol nefesh, just the fact that it's very rare. So Rashi says it's really similar conceptually to that. Rav Huna amar asur mipnei shemachabe. Huna says the isser over here, according to Rav, says also, what's the isser? Mipnei shemachabe, says Rashi, katapricious, enu shavu chol nefesh levicha chasu lasos on melacha b'shvili. You're not permitted to do it because you're doing it on melacha. Amli Rav Nachman v'neim amar mipnei shemavir. Why do you say the problem is mipnei shemachabe? Why not say the problem is you're lighting a fire? Says Rashi, shemavir ha-besamim, shegam zeh melacha. You're lighting the besamim, it ignites. So he says, well, initially the first thing you do is mechabe, and then in the end it ignites and it's mavir. So Rav Yehuda agav chalus aser. Rav Yehuda says on top of the chalus is aser. Al gabi cheres mutter, but on top of cheres is mutter. Says Rashi, cheres earthenware shesiko that was heated up beforehand. Mutter the chibur lako. There's no kibur over here. You're just taking a very very hot vessel. And when you place the spice on top, it also generates the smoke. It's not a real havar over here, because it's not usually the way you light fire. So this is a shinu kalachiyad. There's no wisdom deraisa, and so according to the sheet, it's mutav. Rabba amagav cheres nami yaser. Rabba says no. Even agav cheres it's asher mishum to come molid recha, because even though it's true that you're not really doing an iser of havara, but still you're generating a smell. Shenichnas becheres lo yibar reichel to asim midrabanan. Shamolid davar chadash karav hula osa malach chadash. It's like in this malachas. That's why you can't do it. Okay.